This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. President Biden is proposing a limit on how fast rents can increase at buildings owned by many landlords. The limit is set at no more than 5% a year. Governor Polis opposes the idea, saying it would discourage the construction of new housing and make it more expensive. It looks unlikely that Biden's rent-limiting plan would pass Congress. Around 40 people learned about veteran benefits at a town hall hosted yesterday by Democratic U.S. Representative Brittany Pedersen in Lakewood. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Pedersen hosted the event with Representative Mark Takano, the ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Pedersen says while there are efforts to improve services, it's important for people to know what they can actually access.
We don't do the outreach to support people and connecting them to the information and then ultimately, you know, making sure that they have the support that they need. That is absolutely the case when it comes to veterans benefits. So many people don't even know that they qualify, or they just don't even know where to begin.
Pedersen is back in Colorado for the August recess. She says she doesn't expect the House to get much done before the upcoming election, but Congress will have to vote on continued government spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And a Stegosaurus skeleton found in Colorado has broken the record for most expensive dinosaur fossil. The nearly complete fossil was auctioned by Sotheby's today and sold for more than $44 million. It's nicknamed Apex and is 11 feet tall and 27 feet long. The fossil was found in the town of Dinosaur. You are listening to CPR News.